One of the questions that I get asked all the time is always, how can I make money with my podcast? It's something that is really a close second after how do I start a podcast? People like always want to know, how can I actually get this thing to make money for me? And so I thought today, well, why don't we talk about the three ways that I think are the most lucrative for you to get money in your pocket from creating your podcast content in 2023? Because as you can imagine, this space has evolved and changed so much in the 5 years that I've been doing this. And my answers today, they weren't even existent. They weren't even an option 5 years ago whenever I first got started. So I'm excited to share with you that no matter where you are in your journey, you can consider these three ways to monetize your podcast in 2023. So let's get right to it. Welcome to the Profit Podcast, where we teach you how to start, launch, and market your content with confidence. I'm your host, Crystal Profit, and I'm so excited that you're here. Thanks for hanging out with me today, because if you've been trying to figure out the world of content creation, this is the show that will help be your time-saving shortcut. So let's get right to it, shall we? Okay, so like I said in the beginning, we are talking about some things today that if you would have asked me in 2018 about ads and subscriptions and all the things we're going to talk about, I would have just looked at you like, I don't have a big enough audience to do that, or I don't think that I'm good enough, or I just simply have no freaking idea what I'm doing and I don't want to mess this up. Those are definitely things that I've had so many moments in my journey have been just exactly those things. So, and saying that and feeling a little embarrassed saying it out loud, I hope that brings you a little comfort if you're in that situation right now. Because we've all been there. We've all been there. I didn't know how to do any of this until I started educating myself and putting myself around people who were way smarter than me in the podcasting space, and those people that wanted to continue to learn more and invest back into their content and their education on learning more about content and the way that it really works. So I'm really excited. I actually have two things to share. So this is like a good news, bad news situation. If you're a Buzzsprout user, you're going to be excited about these. If you're not a Buzzsprout user, these may not apply to your podcast hosting provider, but it's the reason why I love Buzzsprout. I always tell everybody about it. So if you want to switch, go ahead. Like, go to the show notes for this episode. I'm going to have all kinds of things that you can see about Buzzsprout. I actually have several YouTube videos and podcast episodes. And of course, I have my affiliate link there. If you want to try Buzzsprout out for free, then go check it out. But I love this platform so much. And like I said, it has been just a constant evolution of their business model over the years. And time again, it just solidifies the fact that they are in this business to help independent podcast creators and not just join the ranks of Spotify and Apple and all these huge companies that are just worried about the money. Because I mean, that's what those companies are worried about. Buzzsprout literally develops tools that help you become a better podcaster and make money doing it. So there you go. There's my commercial for everyone needs to be a Buzzsprout user. But now let's get into the two things that come specifically from Buzzsprout that could help you monetize your show so much faster than other platforms. Now, number one, Buzzsprout ads. Oh my goodness. I was so excited when these came on the scene. I was actually able to do like a beta test run. Late spring, early summer, when they started rolling out the test for Buzzsprout ads and what that could look like. And I'm just so excited that it's something that took off. Like, it has been such a successful thing for Buzzsprout, but also successful for people that have run ads. I've gone through a few rounds of running ads for the Profit Podcast, and it's been great. I think that it's helped me reach other podcasters or podcast listeners, I should say. But it's also just one of those things that I look every week and I'm making money just by posting stuff. Just by creating this content today, I am making money. And I think that this is the key to having an online business and to creating content is, I know that it shouldn't be all about the money. It's something that I've preached for a really long time, actually. But it is really gratifying to know that by showing up and doing the thing that you would do, even if you weren't getting paid for it, you are actually making some money, whether it's just a little bit of money to cover, maybe it's just your Buzzsprout account, right? What if you made, if you're on like the $24 a month plan, what if you made $24 a month and then boom, your podcast hosting is free? You no longer have to pay for it because you're getting paid from running Buzzsprout ads on your podcast. So if you've never heard of Buzzsprout ads, you're like, Crystal, you've talked about it a few times. I don't know what that is. I'm going to link in the show notes to how I make money with Buzzsprout ads. It's actually going to be the most recent video, and it's going to link to a few other videos that I've done about it. Because like I said, last year is when it rolled out, and I created a bunch of content when it first came on the scene. And I have another podcast episode that I'm going to link to. So that is, the YouTube videos are for the visuals, right? So how to set up an ad if you want to run an ad, how to accept ads on your podcast and the different requirements that you have to meet in order to run Buzzsprout ads on your show. But I also have an in-depth podcast episode. So if you are like, I don't really want to do YouTube, maybe I want to listen to a podcast episode about it first, I have that as well. I'm going to link to it in the show notes, but that's episode 358, what are Buzzsprout ads and how to use them. So those are like great first steps for you to really dive into. And if you aren't doing Buzzsprout ads, I highly encourage you looking into them. Like I said, I don't have to do anything other than accept the ads that I want on my show. I'm given that ability. And I have to be honest, there's other platforms like on YouTube, I don't get to choose which ads are on my videos. I don't. I can't get to approve every single one that is shown on all of my videos that are monetized. But with Buzzsprout ads, I get to pick and choose which shows that I want to endorse on my podcast. So I can make sure that they align with my values. I can make sure that, you know, a poor quality ad isn't going to be on my show and disrupt the listener's experience. And I could just keep going on and on why I love the Buzzsprout ads so much, but I want you to go check it out. So if you're interested in running ads on your show, go watch that YouTube video, go listen to that podcast episode, because it will be so helpful. So that's number one. That's the first way to make money, monetize your podcast in 2023, start using Buzzsprout ads. Now, the second way that I want you to start making money this year is Buzzsprout subscriptions. Oh my goodness. Okay, so was it last year? Now I'm totally blanking. Maybe it was 2021 when Apple came out with Apple subscriptions. So you could start monetizing your content directly within the Apple Connect like platform, and you could start hosting, whether it was bonus episodes or you wanted to have additional content. Maybe it was like an ad-free version of your content, or it was exclusive just for your subscription community. Like, this was a whole big thing whenever Apple first rolled it out. It was the first thing, or the first time this type of subscription was being offered on a podcast listening app. Cut to today. Now, Buzzsprout rolled out subscriptions and how you can manage them through your Buzzsprout account. Like, this is brand new. This is so freaking cool. And I honestly, before I started recording this podcast, I hadn't dove into it too much. So this is like brand new, something fresh on the scenes. And if you haven't checked out Buzzsprout's YouTube channel on a regular basis, then you may not have caught their most recent video on how to set it up. I haven't even had the opportunity to go through and create my own video about this because I was watching theirs. Like, this is what I do a lot of the time. I will go through, see what the actual process is, make sure I do it right, and then I will go and show you the back end of my Buzzsprout and how I would do it. But this time I left it to the professionals. So go check out, I'm going to link to Albin's video where he walks you through step by step what Buzzsprout subscriptions are and the essentials that you need to know in order to set up whatever kind of bonus content you want with your Buzzsprout subscription. Now, this is typically what you would also see in the past through like Venmo or Patreon or some sort of other bonus content subscription that you could have on one of those other platforms. But I love that it's right there within Buzzsprout. It actually makes it easier because, I mean, if you're like me, I do not like managing multiple accounts, having so many logins for the same thing or the same type of content. Like, it just gets cumbersome. And so I love that you can subscribe right within your Buzzsprout page. So I'm actually looking at my page right now that I created for this. So I'm going to link in the show notes. So I have a Buzzsprout website. So if you have a Buzzsprout website, you can go check yours out as well. But I am going to link to this in the show notes so you can see it. And now underneath my like podcast artwork, directly underneath it, it says the Profit Podcast Primo. I didn't know what else to call it. I was like, because it defaults to plus. It said the Profit Podcast Plus. So whatever the name of your podcast would be with a plus on the end is what it's called. And then it says exclusive access to premium content. You can subscribe here starting at $5 a month. Now, I just set this up. I'm not expecting anybody to subscribe. Actually, don't subscribe because I don't have any premium content for you. I just set this up to give a demonstration of what this would look like if I set up a subscription. And don't worry, like I said, I'll do a YouTube video about it in the future. But whenever I click on it and it says support, I'm taken to a page on Buzzsprout. Again, it's a buzzsprout.com/ whatever your podcast is. And then it's just a very clear, clean cut landing page where people have the opportunity to subscribe to your monthly premium content. And then you put in your name, your email, you could do Google Pay, or you could put in a credit card and actually subscribe to a podcast and receive their premium content. Now, like I said, I don't have any premium content at this time, and I don't have any plans to create premium content right now. But if you're looking to monetize in 2023, you're like, how can I monetize? What if you did exclusive content, right? So if you're someone that posts maybe one episode a week, what if you did two? What if you did like a tough love or a coaching episode or shared some behind the scenes that you don't share in other parts of your business? Or maybe you only share part of an interview as your main episode. And then for the exclusive content, they get the full version of it, or they get something that's like additional that you only ask. Or I've actually had this, I'm trying to think of which podcast it is, where I know that Brett Goldstein does this on his show. He is called, or his podcast is called Films to Be Buried With. If you're not familiar with who Brett Goldstein is, don't worry. It's like I'm a huge fan of Ted Lasso, and that's why I know. But he is Roy Kent on Ted Lasso, and he has a podcast, Films to Be Buried With. It's so, so good. But you'll hear him, he calls out his bonus members, and he's like, for the exclusive content, go listen to, I think he does it through Patreon, and he says, go listen to the secret that the guest shared and like two or three other things that you don't get unless you are a bonus member, unless you are a subscriber to the bonus subscription that they have. So there's so many different ways that you can create exclusive content and put a fresh spin on it. And you can do it through subscriptions within Buzzsprout. So again, I think it's so cool. I think that you should go check it out if you're looking for ways to monetize your content in 2023. But the last thing we need to talk about today. So the third thing that I will keep preaching forever and ever is affiliates. Affiliate marketing is, it's just been there for me since day one. I signed up to be an Amazon affiliate probably in 2016, 2017. And it's just, it's something that I always have, like not just Amazon, right? Because that one doesn't necessarily bring in a lot of money, but I'm an affiliate for, I already mentioned it earlier, I'm an affiliate for Buzzsprout. I'm an affiliate for programs and services that I use all the time. I'm an affiliate for courses that I've gone through. I'm an affiliate for so many things. And for a long time, affiliate revenue has made up half, if not more, of my total yearly revenue. And so don't discount it. If you've never looked into being an affiliate for someone, then maybe make 2023 the year to learn more about it. I'm not saying you have to sign up and be an affiliate for every single program that you use, but if you're looking for a way to make money, it is one of those things that it's a pretty low-hanging fruit. I'm an affiliate for Kajabi, ConvertKit, StreamYard, Otter, Buzzsprout, TubeBuddy. I mean, I'm looking at all the tools that I have, and I actually have a landing page that you should go check out. So if you go to crystalprofit.com/tools, that is my affiliate page. So I created an affiliate page on my website that has all the different things that I love and I use, because we love it when people share, you know, successful tools that have helped them do things in their business. I have Asana on there. I have QuickBooks on there. I'm trying to think, Calendly, which I'm not an affiliate for Calendly, but it's one of those, because I don't have an affiliate program, but it's one of those things that I love so much and it helps me. Descript, I'm trying to think of, Canva. I mean, I could just go on and on, but I love affiliate marketing. It makes it so easy to talk about products you already love. I will be really honest. I've been an affiliate before for products just because I thought it would have either a high commission or it would pay me a lot if I used it for a long term. But at the end of the day, it just doesn't make sense to endorse products that you don't know really, really well, or ones that you're just not really comfortable talking about. Like if it's an embarrassing product, you're like, oh, I could get paid a lot of money, but this is kind of an embarrassing thing that I don't want people to know that I use it. Or like, I don't even know. I don't even have a good example for that, because I tried to be an affiliate for something before and it just didn't work out. It felt kind of ugh, like this isn't really me. So I didn't do it. I just ended up not doing it. But I think it's really awesome when you can endorse products and services that have either made your life easier, saved you money, saved your sanity. It's helped you do something a lot simpler or a lot easier or in less time than it would have taken if you did it alone. So affiliate marketing, it's incredible. I love it. Absolutely love it. So I'm going to link to some YouTube videos and some podcast episodes that I want you to go check out. I want you to go check these out, because like I said, if you've never done affiliate marketing, maybe this is the year for you to learn about it. Maybe it's not the year for you to master it and make $100,000 with your affiliate marketing campaigns, but maybe it's time for you to learn more about it. Take those baby steps, watch these YouTube videos, listen to these podcast episodes, and start trying to think about how can I use this in my business? Where does this make sense in my content? And what I love about affiliate marketing is once you get it figured out, it happens a lot more naturally than you think. Because, I mean, here I am. Like, I talked about, of course, I mean, we're talking about affiliate marketing, so it's super meta, but I will have periods of time where I'm in the middle of recording a YouTube video or a podcast episode, and it wasn't in my notes to talk about one of my affiliates then, or, you know, me being an affiliate for a company, but it just naturally leads into that very, very easily. Like, I'll start talking about Kajabi, or I'll start talking about Buzzsprout. I'll talk about StreamYard. Like, it just naturally starts to come up in the conversation. Then I'm like, oh yeah, by the way, I'm an affiliate for this product because I love it so freaking much. So the more you do it and the more you feel comfortable doing affiliate marketing, then the more success that you will have. But like I said, here, let me tell you about the titles of these YouTube videos because I think that they will get you excited. So one is, what is affiliate marketing and how does it work, right? The most basic of all the basics. If you don't know what affiliate marketing is, go watch that video ASAP. The second one is how to work with affiliate partners and brands. Now, this is a really good one because I go into more detail on how I use it in my own business. So not just like hypothetical, this is how affiliate marketing works. It's more of, this is how I've worked with and partnered with some of these really big brands and how you could do that as well. I talk about how I've created content with StreamYard. I've been a Buzzsprout creator for several years. And I just go more into the details that you don't always hear about when it comes to affiliate marketing. And then I have some great podcast episodes, how to use content in an affiliate launch. So if you're thinking about doing affiliate marketing and you're like, how do I use my podcast or my YouTube channel or my emails? Like, how do I do all this in a launch? I go into detail in that specific episode. Then I also have the podcast version of how to work with affiliate partners and brands. So it's going to be very similar, just not in a video form. And then I have a really super old episode, but it's still relevant. And it's how to get started with affiliate marketing. Like, it's episode 161. So it's super old. Like, this episode is episode 388. So I understand it's one of those old ones. It's not going to have all of the brand new sexy things that I've talked about here today, but the principles of it are tried and true. I think that's another thing that I love about affiliate marketing is it's been around since the beginning, since the very beginning of my journey. I have been doing affiliate marketing, and hey, I gotta be honest, it's made me some pretty damn good money, okay? Doing affiliate marketing, and it's one of those cool things that the longer you do it, the bigger your audience grows, the more lucrative it becomes, where you can do an affiliate launch and make an insane amount of money because you've been doing it for several years. You've been doing it multiple times, especially if you're going to be an affiliate for a program or a course. You can do bonus products. You can do bonus content. You could do bonus Zoom calls. You could, like, there's just, the possibilities are endless when it comes to affiliate marketing. And I just get so excited about it because I think it's one of the best ways that you can make money with your podcast in 2023. Okay, let me recap these again real fast. So number one, Buzzsprout ads, fantastic way. You should start doing it ASAP. Number two, Buzzsprout subscriptions. There we go. Try to say that too fast. And then number three, affiliate marketing. Go check all of these out, y'all. Like, these are things that are not going to take you months and months and months to set up. Like, these are things that you can start implementing today and be making money by quarter two, 2023. Seriously, just all it takes is getting in there and understanding the different ways that you can use these in your content, in your business, and how they can work best for you. But that's all I have for you today. So I hope that this was helpful and that if you are brand new around here, make sure that you are subscribed to the podcast or following it wherever you are listening. And as always, remember, keep it up. We all have to start somewhere.